The Commonwealth Bank says it will take at least another year to compensate victims of financial advice scandals at the bank. The bank told shareholders today at its annual general meeting that more than 20,000 customers were interested in having their financial advice checked. But so far, just 1,500 assessments have been completed and 125 people offered compensation. The man who blew the whistle on rogue financial planners at the bank says the CBA is dragging its heels. Here's business reporter Sue Lannan.
The activities of rogue financial planners at the Commonwealth Bank saw some customers lose their life savings. The scandal has damaged the bank's reputation and investors remained concerned at today's annual general meeting in Sydney.
We're living in an ageing community now, so could you, the chairman and the CEO, can you give us your sort of guarantee that these problems will never happen again and you've got the practices in place that it can't happen on somebody else's watch, please?
Last year, the bank set up a new scheme to compensate victims of bad financial advice. Commonwealth Bank Chairman David Turner says the bank is halfway through the program.
Never is a big word, but all I can say is I don't think we could be doing more to run this business in a totally ethical and wholly professional way. It's entirely reasonable that people should come to the bank for financial advice, and it's entirely reasonable that they should expect completely honest, objective and constructive financial advice. And that is what we're setting out to do.
The Commonwealth Bank says around 23,000 customers have expressed interest in having their financial advice reviewed. 8,000 have asked for a formal review and more than 1,500 assessments have been completed. So far, 125 customers have been offered $2.2 million in compensation. Commonwealth Bank Chief Executive Ian Narev.
It can be painstaking to go back, in some cases, over a decade to retrieve records and have a look at the appropriateness of advice given. But we have done that already in more than 1,500 cases. And as the chairman mentioned, we will be on track to complete those reviews by round the time of the next annual general meeting. To date, those of reviews have confirmed that the vast majority of customers were provided with appropriate advice.
But some are sceptical. Jeff Morris was a CBA financial planner who blew the whistle on the activities of rogue planners. He says the Commonwealth Bank is taking too long to compensate affected customers.
Look, it's been dragging on endlessly, and they've only paid a small handful of people. If there was a little bit of determination and goodwill, this should have been dealt with long before now. It should be over by now. It should have been dealt with years ago, of course. This compensation scheme was the price to avoid a Royal Commission into the bank, yet they're still playing ducks and drakes with it.
Mr. Morris is acting as a customer advocate for several National Australia Bank customers who were victims of financial advice scandals at that bank.
And what I've found in the cases that I've dealt with is that they have been more than reasonable. They've approached the matter with the right spirit, I guess. They've done the right thing. And I just wish I could say the same about CBA.
That's the Commonwealth Bank whistleblower, Jeff Morris, speaking to Sue Lannan.